This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Part of the already approved relief money that is not out yet is from the Paycheck Protection Program, the second round of it. And the guidelines for round two are a little more restrictive than for the first version. Loans are only available to businesses whose revenue dropped at least 25% in the prior year. And the Small Business Administration cut the maximum size of businesses that can participate from 500 employees to 300. And as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, that definition of what exactly qualifies as a small business can get kind of heated.
The federal government generally defines a small business as one with fewer than 500 employees. Companies that fit that definition employ roughly half of the private sector workforce. They're eligible for many government aid programs, and they have a leg up when it comes to winning federal contracts. Karen Kerrigan runs the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, an advocacy group.
You know, there's $600 billion in opportunities. That's the amount of money that the federal government does with the private sector each and every year.
The problem with that 500 employee definition is that it includes about 99.9% of all businesses in the U.S. And even within that group, businesses tend to skew towards the tiny.
Well, 89% of businesses, you know, have fewer than 20 employees. And so we know that small businesses in America are really small.
And those businesses with fewer than 20 employees have very different needs than companies with hundreds, says Phil McCollum, a tax partner with the accounting firm Henry & Horne. He says smaller companies often need help with day-to-day operations.
They may rely upon us to do their payroll tax returns, sales tax returns. They probably don't have a full-time bookkeeper, so sometimes we'll have to help them with just monthly accounting.
Businesses with more than 20 people on the payroll employ a bigger share of the U.S. population. McCollum says those companies are generally more sophisticated.
They might have a full-time accounting staff. They're doing forecasting, printing their monthly profits and loss statements.
McCollum says he's usually answering broader questions for those companies.
In the sense of, hey, got some questions for you. We think we know how to fill out this payroll tax return, but we just want to understand the credit. We want to understand this question and why it's being asked.
The definition of how small a business should count as a small business has been contentious since Congress created the Small Business Administration in the 1950s.
I think it's misleading.
That's Véronique Desrougies at the libertarian-leaning Mercatus Center. She says a company with 500 employees just isn't what most Americans have in mind when they think of a small business or the kind of business that should benefit from government aid, like the Paycheck Protection Program.
You see, when you actually look at these companies that are big, that they actually don't have problems accessing capital.
But the right definition of small business depends on what problem the government's trying to solve. Is it a question of encouraging the creation of more small businesses?
Or is it more a question of we're trying to encourage total employment in the U.S. economy?
That's Paige Wiemei, a finance professor at the University of North Carolina. She says if, on one hand, the government's trying to encourage the creation of more small businesses, then it makes sense to target the smallest companies.
If, on the other hand, you're really trying to encourage employment within the small business sector, then you probably do want a large share of your benefits accruing to the larger fraction of firm sizes within the small businesses.
Wiemei says ideally, instead of a hard cutoff, the federal government would phase in small business benefits as employee counts go down. The federal government tends to stick with 500 because it's simple. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.